This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, yesterday, we talked a lot about Kansas because I believe that yesterday, Kansas was the top story. Today, it feels good that we don't have to talk about Kansas anymore. I don't think they're today's news. I think Mizzou is today's news. Now, I tell you guys this, and you guys always act shocked when I say this, but the only team that I would consider myself to be a fan of is Mizzou. I don't consider myself to be a Chiefs fan or a Royals fan. Yes, I want them to win. I want them to do well, but it's a job. So in some ways, I've detached my body, my brain, my spirit from it that I look at it like work. It's enjoyable, but I don't have that same boyish joy about it the way that I still hold with the Missouri Tigers. I'm close enough to it that I get access that the normal fan doesn't, but I'm still far enough removed from it that I am able to sit and watch them and go through the ups and downs, the trials and tribulations that you do as fans about one team. Part of what makes sports so cool is hope. That's what being a fan is. Your team signs a player in free agency. Your hope is that this is the missing piece that you need to get over the hump and make the Super Bowl. The hope that this quarterback that you draft, the coach that you bring in, he is going to be the answer to your prayers and you are going to hoist up a championship. And if I can be real with you guys for a second, hope is usually far and few between if you cheer for the Missouri Tigers. I mean, there's been moments where you can hope. At one point, the number one high school basketball player in the entire United States woke up one day and decided, I want to play basketball at Missouri. Man, it was a glorious day that that happened. That you get those moments, you get those pockets of excitement if you cheer for a team. It's cool to be a fan and go through those emotions. And yesterday, as I'm watching the Missouri Tigers, and I have followed this team from game one when they played Memphis up until yesterday against Alabama. It hit me yesterday for the first time all season that I have not fully allowed myself to dream. And that's part of being a sports fan. That I know that there are some words and feelings that you were supposed to hold taboo if you cheer for the Missouri Tigers, that I'm not afraid to feel that way anymore. I think Missouri can make the Final Four. I think Missouri is legitimately a very good basketball team. I think Missouri has shown you in a lot of different ways that they are a complete team. If you believe that guards win in March, Missouri's got pretty good guards. If you believe that depth matters, that if you get into foul trouble, do you have players that can come in and help you guide to the next round? I think Missouri has those guys. I think Missouri has length. I think Missouri has size in the post. I think Missouri's a very good defensive team. I think they're well coached. I think everything that you need to dream, to hope, to believe that your team can do something special, I believe Missouri has. I've seen Missouri dominate Kansas. I've seen them go on the road and beat Florida, a team that people think is a one seed in the NCAA tournament. And I just saw them from wire to wire lead Alabama, another team that people think is going to be a one seed in the NCAA tournament. Whatever your questions are about the Missouri Tigers, I am here to tell you on February 20th, they have answered those questions. Now, I don't know how the season is going to end, but I am willing to, for the first time in a long time, I'm willing to dream and hope that this can be a special season for the Missouri Tigers. And being a sports fan is allowing yourself to be in a position where your sports team can hurt you, where you can be disappointed. 95% of the sports seasons that we follow and watch end up in disappointment. Your team falls short of whatever goal that you have set. You know that going into it. In fact, it is actually a really bad investment. When you think about the time, money, effort, emotion that you wrap up into these sports team and what the actual return is and the dividend that you pay, it actually ends up being a really bad deal. But man, when it's good and they win and it hits and they actually do exactly what you think they can do, it is one of the most rewarding feelings in the world. And that's a feeling that we all keep chasing. And that is why we have decided to make this sports thing a hobby that we follow in our free time. I think Missouri is one of the 10 best teams in the country. I don't just say that because I'm a fan. I say that because I watch college basketball and I've seen enough Missouri games to tell you that definitively. I think they are one of the 10 best teams in the country. And if you are a team that Missouri is on your side of the bracket, I would be very afraid to play this Missouri Tigers team. I'm not going to be afraid anymore. I'm not going to water down my excitement for my team because you guys will make fun of me if it doesn't work. That's part of the game. So I'm ready to put all my chips in the middle of the table. I'm ready to be a fan. I'm ready to jump out of the plane with no parachute. This Missouri team is special. This Missouri basketball team in this season is going to be special. Rob, I'm all in.
Listen, it pains me to no end to talk nice about Missouri. You know that. It's the worst. Like when you used to talk nice about Kansas. But there is absolutely no reason Missouri can't dream a dream. I think they're probably going to end a 4 seed, but a 3 seed is definitely not outside the realm of possibility, and 4 seeds and 3 seeds make the Final Four all the time. UConn 2 years ago was a 4 seed. North Carolina 3 years ago was an 8 seed. Like, teams that are in that vein of that ilk make the Final Four all the time. I remember what Gabe DiArmen said when he was on the show earlier this week. He said, hey, if I give you Auburn and Duke and you get the field, who would you take to win the national title? I'd probably take Duke Auburn in that scenario, but you know what? I don't think they're head and shoulders better than everyone else. There was that 1 year where it felt like Gonzaga and Baylor were destined to be in the Final Four. That's kind of how I feel about Duke Auburn. But from that moment on, it is wide open until like the 18th best team in the country. And Missouri is in that 3-18 window. They are one of the top 15 teams in the country, non-Duke, non-Auburn. That team makes a run all the time. You got to hope you get a favorable matchup. Hey, your 1 seed is Florida. Hey, you're a 3 seed and you got Iowa State, who I think Missouri could beat. That is what you hope for. When the tournament seeding comes out on the 16th or 27th, whatever date it is, Missouri should be interested in matchups because they have the talent and the coaching to make a run.
Text line 913-586-7965. I realize there's a lot of UKU fans that are laughing at me on the text line. I would like to point out that a majority of you cheer for the Kansas City Chiefs. And if I had told you 10 years ago that you guys would be a dynasty, a majority of you would have told me that I was crazy. If I had told you that the Chiefs would go from never winning any playoff games in your lifetime to winning all the playoff games in your lifetime, people would have told you that your dreams were crazy. The Chiefs were the organization that never drafted a quarterback. They were too afraid to draft their quarterback. And one day they also jumped out of the plane with no parachute and they took a chance. And they drafted a quarterback, and he just didn't turn out to be a good quarterback. He turned out to be the greatest quarterback that we have maybe ever seen. All I'm saying is we all have dreams. We all have the right to chase them, and your dream is not too small. You can dream big because you were once the fan that I am. I was here when you guys were trying to sell me Alex Smith, and we just got to put the right parts and pieces around him because that's what being a fan is.